We're not here just to unravel and heal. We're here to reunite our human and our soul. And this time, we go deeper. We embody our truth. We embody power. We embody integrity. And we truly remember who we truly are. Welcome to Season 2. This is the I Make a Difference podcast. It's been 2 years, and it's time now that I return. Because if you've listened to my podcast before, then you'll know that the last episode I recorded was actually back in June of 2023, and it was titled Healing Your Relationship with Your Parents. At the time, I didn't realize that I wasn't just recording another episode. I didn't realize I was actually going to leave it alone after that. But I was actually unknowingly stepping across a threshold, because that episode marked the end of an identity that had been so valuable to me. But it wasn't me being fully me, the true me. And it marked the beginning of something that I had no idea was going to unfold. Not because I was unaware, but because life was about to reveal to me an unfolding that I could not have predicted or been prepared for. Because what followed wasn't silence. It was a deeper, more profound transformation. It was me meeting the edge of everything I'd ever been and being asked over and over again to let go of. This isn't where I left off. This is where I now begin again. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Melinda Cates, and welcome to the I Make a Difference podcast. After that last episode of 2023, well, I gained employment and stepped into a role, a job that I'd wanted for quite a period of time, and it was for a defined period of time. And in doing so, I stepped into spaces filled with people I didn't know, some I knew from previous work, and some that I barely recognized from times I'd met them. It was a different world, not the one that I have built for myself, not one shaped by depth and soul and truth-telling, but it was a human-structured world that operated by completely different rhythms and ways. And it had all the people dynamics that came with it. But that was actually the gift of it. Because in that space, I got to experience and see parts of me I hadn't seen clearly before. The way I was so intuitive in many areas, the way I sense things, the way I read energy, the way I now manage relationships, which is very different. In fact, I even face being yelled at, not once, a number of times, which in the past, I would have reacted and yelled back, but not this time. I actually got to see and experience more clearly the way my presence also impacts people, whether it's invited or not. I also got to see really clearly, like I haven't before, the way my presence impacts people when I walk into a room. I also saw my confidence, my clarity, my capacity, but I also saw how people reacted to me. And this wasn't everyone. It was a few people here and there, but it was enough for me to feel the ache I've known my whole life, the ache of being different. I experienced someone actually stepping back when I went to talk to them. And that left a feeling that was really unsettling in the air around me at that time, because it raised a truth for me. And in the middle of all of that, one person who was working with me said something that really left quite a powerful impression on me. And she said, "One of the things that's different about you is you don't hold grudges." I know that sounds simple, but it really spoke volumes. Because during my life, even when I've been misunderstood, dismissed, unseen, projected on, blamed, dumped on, and even avoided, I've still shown up. I've still cared, and I have still remained open to those people, the people who didn't know how to be around me. Months passed after I completed that role, and I applied for a number of jobs, in fact, quite a few of them. And each time, I kept receiving the same unspoken message. You're too much. You don't fit. And I even had some of them forget to ring me after the interview to let me know I didn't have the job. It didn't hurt in the way it once would have, even though there were some pangs at times. But I finally got it and admitted to myself the truth in it. I don't fit. And the bigger truth is I've never wanted to. But it didn't stop there, because I began to feel that same truth in the online space I've been operating in. The spaces no longer felt right. They no longer felt aligned. And I was struggling with them. And I was struggling to force myself to show up there anymore. Not because I didn't care, not because I didn't value the people, but because I could no longer allow myself to stay in spaces that weren't aligned to my truth and no longer true for me. So what I recognized was things were shifting and things were starting to feel really different. And it was one of those times when I found myself in that space in between, where I was no longer able to go back to what was familiar, how I'd been and where I'd been. But I wasn't yet anchored into what was coming and wasn't clear on what that was. I didn't feel lost, but I could no longer make things okay when they weren't, because I have to honor my truth. I couldn't keep performing what once fit just to make others feel comfortable. I was experiencing everything being stripped away from me, everything that was borrowed, that was outdated, that had once protected me, but was now only holding me back. And I was actually letting these old ways of being fall away very easily. Then a lady entered my world and she saw me. She said she wanted to walk beside me, to be able to grow and evolve into elements of what I reflected. And I stood beside her and I guided her and I shared. But when the time came for her to choose herself, to take that next step, which was deeper within herself, she did it. And it reminded me of something that I've always known. I can stand beside someone, I can walk with them, but I cannot and will not walk it for them. They have to choose, they have to walk. They have to make that choice. Then came Christmas, and with it my birthday. And what cracked open wasn't something new. Something was triggered in me that was really old, something exceptionally deep, something I didn't even know I had carried my entire life. And it was the grief of being forgotten, of being overlooked, of being unseen, of not being chosen, of not being important enough. And it wasn't just once and not just by one person, but it was across time, it was across family and across friendships. Even when I gave everything, I wasn't remembered. And that truth, when it landed, it shattered me. But not into pieces, it was into clarity. Because in that raw, exposed place, something rose. Something rose strong within me. And it wasn't anger and it wasn't bitterness. It was a quiet, sovereign power that was different. A power that said, that's it, no more. Where I finally said, I see me. And I've never forgotten me and I'm never going to forget me. I could feel something awakening in me, but I couldn't quite name it at the time. But the one thing I did know is this is mine and this is me. And in that space, what came to me was a memory about I make a difference. the sacred process and journey I created 25 years ago. And I realized it wasn't finished. It wasn't just a past achievement. It actually was a living, breathing blueprint that was now ready to be relaunched, but with a difference. Through me, as I am now. And through a series of experiences that were valuable, confronting, illuminating, I got to meet parts of myself that had lain dormant within me for some time. They'd been waiting for me because I hadn't yet been ready to live from their fullness to allow them to be fully expressed. But do you know what? They came back so quickly with strength and with clarity and with a frequency, I could no longer quieten down. But there was one thing I hadn't seen clearly until then, until a friend kindly reflected it back to me. And that was that I'd lost some of my confidence. And I realized my belief in me had softened at a level. Not my knowing, not my ability, those were still there. Some quiet, some waiting, but never gone. Some were really strong. But somewhere along the way, in recent years, I'd let the projections of others, their questioning, their dismissiveness, their blame, have an impact on me. I'd absorbed just enough of their discomfort that I started questioning whether I was okay to be all of me. It wasn't confidence I had lost entirely, but what I had disconnected from was that deep internal belief that I could be fully expressed, fully powerful, and still be met, not managed. And in amongst all of this and what I was experiencing, I was also processing the fact that I'd worked with such a wide and diverse range of people. People from all walks of life with stories that stretched across generations, cultures, and systems. And I had stood beside them fiercely, not for gain, not for praise, but because I saw them, because I knew what was possible for them. And I stayed beside them when others walked away. And I stood with them when others fell silent. And I fought for their truth, even when it cost me. But what I came to realize was that they weren't the group I was to work with, walk with, or even hold anymore. Not because I no longer cared, but because they now had others who had that same passion and truth and integrity that would support them. And also because something else was now calling me within me to come forward. So I asked myself, who am I walking with now? And the answer didn't come in words. It came as a knowing. It came as a return, a remembering, a truth I have been circling for most of my life. One that came through a friend sharing her story, me listening to it and realizing my story is not that, it's something different. And my story is I never fit. And I now know why. Because I was never meant to fit. And that's always been my story, even during the times I felt the conflict inside. I've walked through this world, operating from truth. But for a long time, I expressed it through sadness, through anger, through emotions, because I hadn't owned that truth and the power. I hadn't yet anchored into the power that the truth held. I knew things. I felt things. I saw what others didn't want to see, and I voiced them too. But I hadn't fully claimed what I was here to be. And what I could finally admit to myself was that I'm not here to support leaders. I am a leader. Not in the way that the world defines them by role. That's not me. but in the way that my soul would guide me, silently, powerfully, and consistently. I was not here to lead from a role, but to lead from soul. Many years ago, I was given the name Manikotananda, the jewel at the top of the mountain. And for years, I believed I'd been her and that I'd been operating from there. I was close to the top of the mountain, but I had not stepped onto it. But that time is over. I'm not becoming her. I am her. And it's time to shine from that place, from the top of my mountain. Not to be followed, not interested in that, not to be praised either, but because I cannot not shine anymore. I'm here to guide those who are like me, the ones who were never meant to fit, the rebels, the outsiders, the truth seekers, the ones who have been told they're too much, they're too intense, they're too deep, they're too sensitive, they're too real, they're too honest, and they're too emotional. I know that. The ones who have felt that ache of loneliness when they walk into a crowded room and they search for connection, but rarely find it. Not because they're incapable of connection and love, but because they value depth and authenticity, and because the world didn't know how to face them, meet them, or how to embrace them. The ones who have watched systems break people, who have seen through the surface, felt what's underneath, and known this isn't right. The ones who couldn't look away. The ones who have never betrayed their truth, even when it cost them everything. The ones who know people deeply, who feel what others won't name, who speak what others stay silent about. The ones who have been made small, managed, silenced and softened, who tried at times to be a part of something, but could never fully belong in anything that wasn't built on integrity and truth. These are the leaders. These are the emerging leaders. And they are being called, but not to become something new, not to fulfill a role, but to journey home to who they already are. Not to fit in, not to compromise, but to rise as the ones who are never meant to follow the path, because they are the ones who were born to create it and pave it. And during this period of time that I've been through, well, there came a moment that was really powerful for me. I was given uninvited feedback, words that were offered not to empower, but to contain and control me. Reflections that weren't reflections at all, they were attempts to manage me. These people wanted to shape me, they wanted me to fit into the box of predictability. They wanted to make me palatable, marketable, so that I fitted into their world. And sadly, for one breath, I went quiet and I actually doubted myself. But in that stillness, something really deep and ancient rose. Fuck them. And I say that with no anger. I say it with truth and power of clarity and conviction. Fuck them, the ones who tried to shrink me, who couldn't meet my presence, so they tried to reduce it, who projected their discomfort onto me and called it insight. No more. Never again. That was the line. That was the moment I reclaimed all of me. Not in parts, not when convenient. The truth and soul of me at a deeper, more powerful level is what I connected to. And then, as if the universe wanted to seal it, I've had people from 24 to 25 years ago reaching out. People who had been in the earliest IMAT groups. People I walked beside and guiding them home to who they are, their potential and the expression of it. And they reached out to say what had stayed with them, what shaped them, and what they still carry. And I saw clearly in this process and as a result of all of this, this isn't new. This is who I've always been. Now, I own it. I own me. So this episode isn't me starting over. It's me stepping in fully, clearly, without distortion. This podcast isn't picking up on where I left off. It's now about it being anchored from a deeper place, one that holds all of me, all of you, and what the world is crying out for. Truth, realness, rawness, acceptance, to be heard, to be accepted, and to be whole. And from here forward, this space is for those who already know, who don't need more strategies, but want more truth, who don't need to be walked, but want to be remembered. Let me tell you, you're not too much. You were just never in the right space until now. And for those who listened to the earlier episodes, you'll feel a shift. This used to be a space to support those in their healing, their unraveling, and their journey back to their true self. And that part still exists. But something has gone deeper. Deeper within me. I'm now walking beside those who are ready to reunite their human and soul. Those who are aware of the calling, who are not looking for tools, but who are ready to remember who they are and strengthen and own their truth, their integrity, their power, their depth, their knowing and soul. So if you've made it here with me, thank you. You're not late. You're right on time. So let's begin again. And this time, it's the reunion of soul and human.